ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा माह्यं दधाति स्वपदान्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्कायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्र श्रवणकीर्तनौ हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 1 Chapter 3, the title of the chapter is Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Text number 29.
Janma Guhyam Bhagavato.
Janma Guhyam Bhagavato.
Yat Etat Prayato Naraha. य एतत् प्रायतो नरः सायं प्रातर्घृणन् भक्त्या सायं प्रातर्घृणन् भक्त्या दुःखघ्रामात् विमुच्यते
जन्म बर्त् गुह्यं mysterious Bhagavata of the Lord Yaha one Yetat all this Prayata carefully Naraha man Sayam evening Prataha morning Grinan recites Bhaktya with devotion Dukkha Gramat from all miseries, vimuchyate, gets relief from. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearance of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. Translation responsively. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead has declared that anyone who knows the principles of the transcendental work and activities of the Lord will go back to Godhead after being relieved from this material tabernacle. So, simply knowing factually the mysterious way of the Lord's incarnation in the material world can liberate one from the material bondage. Therefore, the birth and activities of the Lord as manifested by Him for the welfare of the people in general are not ordinary. They are mysterious, and only by those who carefully try to go deep into the matter by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. Thus, one gets liberation from material bondage. It is advised, therefore, that one who simply recites this chapter of Bhagavatam, describing the appearance of the Lord in different incarnations, in sincerity and devotion, can have insight into the birth and activities of the Lord. The very word vimukti or liberation indicates the Lord's birth and activities are all transcendental. Otherwise, simply by reciting them, one could not attain liberation. They are therefore mysterious. And those who do not follow the prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of his birth and activities. Janma guhyam bhagavato ya etat prayato nara sayam prater grinan bhaktya dukkha gramat vimuchyate. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam, in this yesterday we summary of all the incarnations. Ete chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam loke mridayandi yuge yuge. Because after this, straight away after this sloka, this today's sloka is coming. This is called the palasruti. Palasruti means what happens now when there is some activity and there is a fall. There is some result for that. Actually devotees are not interested in any kind of palasruti, because they do it as a devotion to Lord. They are not interested in they want to please the Lord. But still, Lord is very merciful. So even this is this palasruti is giving, what is the benefit of reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, this particular chapter? Actually, not only this particular chapter, any chapter of Bhagavatam is so potent. It says, whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord, with devotion in the morning and in the evening, gets relief from all miseries of life. Everything will be vanished. So this is the potency of the Lord's pastimes, incarnations, and different incarnations are there. So this is the potency. So we can assume how much fortunate we are, and Srila Prabhupada has given so that easily under each and every line in the purport is very meaningful, very very thoughtful. So much he has given. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead has declared that anyone who knows the principles of the transcendental birth and activities of the Lord will go back to Godhead after being relieved from this material tabernacle. Krishna says that. Does anyone remember that sloka? The fourth chapter. Yes, 4.9. What is the sloka? Janma karma divyam tattvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti soja. Same thing. Janma. Here also the janma is coming. Janma guhyam. Guhyam. Guhyam is very very secret. Mystery. Janma karma chame divyam. So, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. This is a wonderful formula. If at all we want to go back to Godhead, this one sloka is sufficient. Krishna's janma, Krishna's karma, they are divyam. There's nothing to do with this material world. Whatever Krishna comes and performs these different leelas, perform different pastimes, this is nothing to do with this material world. Not only Krishna, all these different incarnations, whatever the incarnations we have described, all these Matsyavadara, Kurmavadara, Varahavadara, Vamana, all these different incarnations, everything is divyam. There is no material tinge in them. Sometimes the people think that they are how it is possible, Brahma's nostril, a small Varahadev, small, how it is possible? Maybe from our nostril only dirt only comes. we don't have the understanding actually. But it's like possible. Lord can appear anywhere and still he is a Lord. Like a Lord appear as a Varahadev. But it's no problem. It's not like a mundane hog which is loitering in the street. Because he's still Lord. Because even though he may appear as a hog, even though he appear as a Varaha, but still he is the Supreme Lord. He is transcendental. So this conviction we have to, doesn't matter, Lord can appear in any form or any rupa, any this thing. He can appear as a fish, he can appear as a tortoise, he can appear as a Narasimha, everything. All transcendental only. So it is nothing mundane. So here, I'll just read a little bit of that Prabhupada says in this Janma Karma Chame Divyam Sloka. One who knows the transcendental nature, actually if you read this and this, exactly similar translation. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Prabhupada saying, the Lord's descent from his transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. It's not easy. It's not at all easy. The impersonalists and yogis attain liberation after so many troubled and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, is only partial, and there is a risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. So this is such a potent formula Lord has given. Lord has given this so much. You understand, Janma, Karma, Chame, Divyam. This is Lord's karma, janma, both are transcendental. Then we don't have to come back again. It's not like I understood. Okay, now can I go back home? No, not like that. Factually we have to understand. Factually means we have to be convinced about that. We have to be convinced. Yes, Lord's appearance, Lord's, there is nothing, no material thing. If we are convinced, then no problem. But here, Srila Prabhupada explained, so simply knowing the factually, the mysterious way of Lord's incarnation in the material world can liberate one from material bondage. Therefore, the birth and activities of the Lord as manifested by Him for the welfare of the people in general are not ordinary. They are not ordinary, they are extraordinary. Like Srila Prabhupada says, the mundane activities, mundane, but Lord's activities are super excellent pastimes. See, like this week, we are going to have Govardhan Leela. Lord is lifting the Govardhan hill, teach a lesson to Indradev. And what Lord is doing, he is just using the left hand, that small finger, and he is lifting the Govardhan hill. He is proving that I can do anything. Indradev thought he is in control, but Lord proved to him, no, you are not in control. I am in the ultimate control. So Lord is proving that. And from an external point of view, how it is possible? How can Lord, you want me to believe all these things? Sometimes people ask this, when you say this thing, do you believe all these things? When the Superman jumps from this corner to that corner, it's very good. We believe that actually. We don't have any doubt about that. We don't have any second thought about it. It is possible. But when Lord is lifting the Govardhan hill, we have some doubts. How it is possible? He says, I can't do lift it. But why you put your problem into Lord's problem? You can't do something and then immediately you put the same thing on Lord's also. I can't do this, so Lord also cannot do that. Because Lord he's like a omnipotent, omniscient. He can do anything. For him, what is the big problem lifting? He can thousands of Govardhan hills he can lift actually. It's not one. He can lift thousands in only one finger he can lift. Because everything is under his control. So what is the problem? So this understanding we have to get. Like the Brahmana and the cobbler story. Everybody knows that story. Because don't go to the greater. You know the story? Yes? Very good. So the Brahmana and cobbler story. The Brahmana, he was very literate, very, very learned, everything. But he didn't have the conviction. When they said they are passing the elephant through the eye of the needle, he doubted, how it is possible? Lord, how can Lord do this? Materially it is not possible. So, but the cobbler, even though he was not very literate and well the Veda part, nothing, he has not done anything, but he had the conviction. My Lord, he can do anything.
Even so much so, Narada Muni was astonished. Do you believe all these things? Yes, I believe. How do you believe? Then he says, this banyan tree, so much, this one small seed, and the Lord can inject this hope, such a big tree into the seed. What is difficulty for him? There is no difficulty for the Lord. He can do anything and everything. It is not like a difficulty is for us, even from our point of view. Like for example, like I just lift this. Like, so the ant will be going. Ant will be saying, oh, here is a big Hercules. He is lifting a big mountain. For ant, this is big thing. Same way when we think, you know, like when Lord is lifting, we are thinking. But if Lord is, this is like a child's play only. This is nothing for the Lord, because Lord can do anything. All these activities, you know, like Vamana Dev, he comes small and he becomes Trivikrama. What is a big problem? For him is no problem. He can cover the whole universe in only two steps. So this is the this we have to be convinced about. Because the devotee means, na, devotee have the faith and conviction. My Lord, He can do anything. He can do so many wonderful things. I am not, I don't like, this is our, the problem is, na, like they classify this all mythology. Mm-hmm. This is our British bhai, they have given us this, this thing. So they called, because they didn't know how to divide us actually. They said, oh, this is all mythology, mythological. But this is nothing mythology. Like you see, if somebody says your father is mythology, will you slap him? Like your father is there, existent. And your mother is there, existent. They are mythology. Like your grandfather is there, still there. So he's not mythology. Same way, Krishna is there. All these pastimes are there. They are all factual information. We don't understand, that is our problem. It is not Lord's problem. Because this is the problem is, we try to superimpose all our problems on the Lord. So immediately, then we think, oh, Lord cannot do this. Lord cannot. I can't do this, so Lord cannot do that. He can't even give 5 kilo rice. So how can he, Lord can give go over the meal? So immediately we immediately say, oh no, Lord, it is not possible. Why you put your limitations on the Lord? Lord is not limited by all our limitations. He is completely Purnam. He is completely omnipotent. He can do anything. So Srila Prabhupada continues here. They are mysterious. And only by those who carefully try to go deep into the matter by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. We have to go into deep. Not just like superficially understanding, you know, like, oh, lift, oh, how does it matter? He lifted, it doesn't. That won't help actually. We have to go how the Lord is doing all these things. So He is doing. And what happens is, you know, our mind is attracted to so many things actually. Actually, why Lord appears here? Why, when Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, why Lord appears? Yes, that is, first is not, the re-establishment is later only. Paritranaya sadunam, vinasaya dushkritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami. Because he wants to protect the devotees. And side by side, vinasaya dushkritam. Vinasaya dushkritam, Lord personally doesn't have to come. One tsunami, one cyclone, one crash, one this thing, that is a vision actually. Like Durga Devi is very powerful. So just like once this thing will immediately one village disappear, 100,000 people are not there. That's it. Yesterday they were there, today history. That's it. So possible, because Lord doesn't personally have to come. So Lord comes for personally paritranaya sadhuna, because our mind is always attracted to some opulence. If somebody has some opulence, we are immediately attracted to them. If somebody has beauty, we are attracted to them. Somebody has knowledge, we are attracted to them. Somebody has renunciation, we are attracted to them. So, but Lord is displaying all these things. Bhagavan, He is displaying all these things so that He wants to attract the living entities. And now our living entities are attracted to so many things. Cricket, this one, that one, so many other things. Our mind is attracted to so many other things. So Lord is saying, you are attracted to so many things and it is going to create further bondage. So attracted to me. Krishna says, you come back to me. You come back to me, then you can happily live with me. Natad bhasayate suryo nasasanko na pavakaha yadgatvana nivartante taddhama paramama. Krishna is canvassing. This is like a, look at Krishna's position. Krishna is Bhagavan and he is just canvassing because he is so much interested in our welfare actually. So Prabhupada says here, for the welfare of the people in general, he doesn't want the living entity to suffer actually. Because when, for example, the father, sometimes, you know, like the son will say, father, no, I'm not going to stay with you. I'm going to go away. I will loiter in the street. But still the father will make some arrangement. I'll give some money to you. I'll give this to you, that to you, some food, some shelter. Father is always, even though the son is rebellious,
Have you seen in the parents, sometimes children will be a bit rebellious. Not a bit, a lot actually nowadays. Kali Yuga, children are not a bit rebellious, a lot rebellious. Extremely rebellious. Because they don't want. I want to be independent. Same attitude, the whole attitude why we came to this material world, the still attitude continues actually. We want to be independent. What is independent? Nobody is independent here actually. We can't even control our, I have to run to the toilet because I can't control. So where is your independence actually? There is no independence at all. We are minute independence is there, that's it. So, Krishna as a kind father, aham bija pradapita. So he is a father, he does not want us to suffer here. He does not want us to suffer. He wants to, that is why he is devising all, he is always scratching his brain. What can we do? He is coming. Sometimes he comes personally. Sometimes he sends his representative. Sometimes he gives the Bhagavata, Bhagavad Gita. He gives all the instruction. But we are so, should not say what word, and we just ignore everything and then continue our journey here. We will continue here only. We want to rot here only. That is our misfortune. So here, Lord is saying, Prabhupada says, the welfare of the people in general are not, in general, they are mysterious, and only by those who carefully try to go deep into the matter by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. Thus one gets liberation from material bondage. Liberation from material bondage. Actually, for a devotee, liberation from material bondage is not a main consideration at all. If you think about that, Bilwa Mangal Thakur says in one of his prayers, when I am engaged in pure devotion service, this Mukti Devi is just like a praying and then ready to offer all the service to the devotee. Mukti Devi, the Mukti personified is for. Because devotee in the conversation between Dhruvasa Muni and Lord Vishnu is saying to Dhruvasa Muni, my dear Brahmana, my devotees are not interested in liberation. Even if I give the liberation to them, they are not interested. Salokya, Sashti, Samipya, all these different, there are four types of liberation there. So even that Salokya, you can be the same planet as the Lord, Salokya. Sarupya, you can same the bodily features of the Lord, Sarupya. Samipya means you can be as close as the Lord, proximity, close proximity with the Lord. And Sashti, you can have the same opulence of the Lord. But what devotee says? No, I don't want, because why is saying, I am not interested in that. Why? Because I am interested in I want to engage in the service of the Lord. I don't want even the liberation. If the liberation is going to distract my service to the Lord, I don't even want liberation. All the liberation will come as a byproduct only. When you go and buy some vegetables, coriander they give as a kusuru. Like they just give like little bit. They throw in your bag. You don't pay for that. Here, you don't pay. Here maybe you have to pay, but India you don't have to pay. When you buy 100 rupees vegetables, you don't have to pay for the curry leaves and coriander. They will give a bunch like that. Same way, when you engage in pure devotion service, this liberation is just like a byproduct. Nobody is interested. Nobody is engaged in pure devotional service for getting liberation. Here, so much ecstasy is coming in serving the Lord. What is this liberation will do? Liberation is meaningless. But then the Lord offers Salukya, Sarupya, Sashti, Samipya. Even in that thought, if there is a devotion is there, then that's fine. That's why Hanumanji was offered. Ramachandra Murthy wanted to offer something to Hanumanji. Hanumanji said, if I don't want anything from you, and I don't want anything is to going to distract as I am your servitor. That servitorship, if that is disturbed, I don't want anything. That is the mood actually. The devotion, pure devotion means Anya Vilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmati Anavratam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhaktir Uttama. This is Uttama Bhakti. Because we have to go back home, back to Godhead, at least we have to put the best effort actually. We don't want like a little bit here, little bit there, little bit here, I want Krishna also, I want this also, no. Then our journey will be delayed actually. Departure will be delayed. We will be staying here for some more time. So we don't want. Actually Krishna is very merciful. If you think about that, Krishna says, akama, sarva kama, va moksha kama, udharati, thivrena bhakti yogena, ejeta purusham. Krishna says, even if you have material desire, still come back. So that is why it is an impetus for us. Even somebody says, I can't worship Krishna. Why? I have material. No, Krishna doesn't say like that. Even if you have material desire, still worship Krishna. Because Krishna is a fire. What will happen if you engage in the service of Krishna? Even your material desire also will go away. Krishna has the very technique of fulfilling the desire in such a way, your material desire is also fulfilled and the desire will not come again. This is the beauty. Krishna's way of fulfilling the desire. But devatas, they fulfill the desire and again the things will come again and keep on bothering us. So we have to be intelligent enough. Even, okay, somebody says, sometimes people say, you know, like, please chant Hare Krishna. Oh, I will get purified, then I will chant Hare Krishna. No problem is for purification only you have to chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes people, no, I don't want to chant Hare Krishna. I will get purified and then, because the purification process only is Hare Krishna. And you don't want to chant, then how will you get purified actually? So this is the kind of situation, syndrome they get into. So we don't want to be like that. We want to do best actually. Come here. No, we don't want to come to the shopping list with the Lord. Sure, Lord, I want A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No, we don't want to come with it. We just want pure devotion. Lord, if you want to give something, that's all right. We will accept that. But we don't put any condition. Krishna, we will do this, then only I will come. Otherwise, no. And we don't want to. Krishna knows. He is situated as a Paramatma. And he knows what is going on in our heart. Everything he knows. Even before you know, he knows actually. Even before the thought comes, he knows what are you going to do. And everything he knows. So not that, okay, you have to keep up. Krishna, okay, today morning I have to remind you again. No, we don't have to remind anything to Krishna. Whatever is going on, the whole thought process he knows actually. And he fulfills also. And he is very, very merciful. And he gives so much. This is like he gives so much. Even though we don't deserve that much, he still gives it. But still, we still keep on blaming Krishna. We have eyes. I'm suffering so much. Why are you not looking at me? He is looking at me. We are only closed our eyes actually. We are not looking at Krishna. This is our problem. It's not Krishna's problem. So the liberation is automatically coming as a byproduct only. Like we were just reading the same, this sloka, where it is said, the miseries of life. Devotee, when he is engaged in the service of the Lord, the miseries of life automatically will vanish. This Gita Mahatmya, there is a nice prayer by Shankaracharya. Say, Gita Sastram Idam Punyam Yapate Prayata Puman Vishnu Padam Avapnoti Bhaya Sokati Varjitaha. Same principle. It says, Bhaya Soka. This fear and lamentation, that will go away. How? Gita Sastram Idam Punyam Yapate Prayata Puman. Patet, same Patet is here. Prayata Puman. Nara is there, Puman is there. So this is like the Palasruti is given. See, some people, okay, we are devotees, may not be interested in all these things. But some people, oh, it's good. When I read Bhagavad Gita, what will happen? Prayata Puman, Vishnu Padam Avapnoti. You will go to Vishnu Padam, lotus feet of the Vishnu. They follow. But for us, Vishnu Padam means engaging in pure devotional service. No problem. So that way, it is like an impetus. It is for us so much, this thing is given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. We don't have to have any kind of doubts, any kind of thinking that whether this is true, this is... No, otherwise why Vyasadev will spend so much time to put all these things in Srimad Bhagavatam? You have to think about that. All the Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why they will put so much effort in giving Srimad Bhagavatam? If it is some fiction or some kind of grandma story, oh, they won't waste this much time. So they have given because it is all factual. So we have to be convinced about that. The conviction comes, how the conviction will come? By reading, conviction will come and by associating with devotees. If you have faith, if you deal with the faith, for people who have faith, the faith is the thing which will, it's like a gum, it will stink also. Like you have, deal with the faith, people who have faith, then you will also have faith. So conviction will come. So, Prabhupada says further, the Lord's different incarnations in sincerity and devotion can have insight into the birth and activities of the Lord. This is the birth and activities of the Lord. This is not like some mathematics you read, you understand, not like that. This is not like a physics, you understand, not like that. This is like Atak Sri Krishna Namati Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Muhi Jivato Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Because this is like Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, all the entourage, everything. It is not like something we can understand with the blunt material senses. The blunt material senses cannot understand. The senses cannot even understand material things actually. And what to understand spiritual things. So this has to be understood by Sevan Mukhi Jivato. By performing, rendering devotional service. Then that is possible. Like especially in Damodar month, we are seeing how Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna. It's not easy. All the yogis and jnanis, they are trying to get Krishna. They are not able to successful. But Mother Yashoda can. She is able to bind. So the acharyas are saying, two things are needed to bind Krishna. Not the rope. Rasi. With the rope you can't bind Krishna. You need two things. One is, yeah, the love and affection to bind Krishna. Is that sufficient? There is one more thing. Krishna also has to be willing to be bound, because it's not like, okay, you have love and everything, but Krishna also has to be willing. Then otherwise, how you are going to bind? So that is why when Mother Yashoda was perspiring, trying hard and all this, always the two fingers shot. The acharyas give this explanation. The two fingers is, one is representing our effort, our love, our devotion that is there. But Krishna saw, my mother is going through so much difficulty. Let me get bound. Like he himself allowed to be bound. Then only it was happening. Otherwise, nobody can bind Krishna. So we have to develop that mood. That mood is developed, then no problem. So Prabhupada continues here. The very word mimukti or liberation indicates the Lord's birth and activities are all transcendental. Otherwise, simply by reciting them, one could not get any liberation. For example, if I talk about somebody, I don't know, Bob Hawke. Keep on talking about Bob Hawke, 5 minutes, right? You get sick of that, and then you go away. But I don't have anything against Bob Hawke, but just some name, some Coca-Cola. Now, if you talk about Coca-Cola for not even 5 minutes, 1 minute only, you get sick, actually. And you drink Coca-Cola, you get more sick, actually. This is what somebody did analysis, you know, like everybody is like smiling and drinking Coca-Cola. They put one teeth, the sample, they put into Coca-Cola. And then after that, everything, all the enamel, everything came out, actually. This is the wonder of Coca-Cola. So you discuss about that, then you get sick of that very quickly. But every day, Sayam Pratha, every day you discuss about Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, nobody gets sick. Nobody gets tired. People are chanting Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And they get more and more happiness only. Nobody says, when I am going to keep this mala down again and again, same Hare Krishna, same. Yesterday they were chanting 12 hours. No, I don't know. This is like nobody was tired. And even up to 10 o'clock, no, they won't stop. This is the beauty, actually. And then 10 o'clock, they are still continuing, actually. So this is where the energy is coming from. It's not like they are drinking some special beverages or anything, because the energy is coming from Krishna. So Krishna name, see, this is what it's mentioned here. So the Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Naam, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastime are all transcendental. That's why Srinvatam Swakatha Krishna. When you hear, so much potency is there. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, the potency, that is the driving factor. So when it happens, Hridayam Tastohi Abhadrani, all the inauspicious things in the heart, they are washed away. Because of the Krishna mantra. This is like the soap, no? Like a soap cleanses. Vidunoti. Dunoti means washes. Vidunoti means special cleaning. Special, completely. Complete cleaning is happening. So that is Krishna's name. Srinvatam Swakata Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtan. Not any kata. You hear any kata, parliament kata, you discuss about this the grand final kata. No, you are not going to get liberated. You will get more entangled, actually. You think more and more about material things, you will get more and more entangled. But when you think about Krishna, Krishna's kata, then we get liberated. So that is the beauty, because Srila Prabhupada says, by reciting them, one can all transcendental, otherwise simple. Simply by reciting them, one could not attain liberation. That is why beauty is previously, before that television and all this the DVD, CVD, all these things. Previously they used to have Harikatha every day. Some Bahava Katha will be there. So Katha means like evening after Prasadam, 7 o'clock, they will go and sit. They will discuss something about Ramayana, Mahabharata, something, some pastimes they will discuss. In the village, somewhere in one place, they will discuss. Like that's why Srila Prabhupada instituted this. Morning Bhagavatam class, evening Bhagavad Gita class. That way, Sayam Pratha is covered. See? How much thoughtful Prabhupada is. Like if you look at morning, somebody comes to temple for Mangala Arati, till Prasadam they go, you will count so many aspects of devotional service is covered in there. So many aspects. There are 64 aspects are there. Almost all of them are covered. Almost you can count them. One day if you have time, no, like a Vasudev Prabhu can do that. Vasudev Prabhu can write down from morning 4:30 till 9 o'clock after Prasadam when we go out. How many aspects of devotional service are covered? Prabhupada is so thoughtful, like incorporated everything into this so that we get full benefit. By attending the morning program only, so all the benefits are. So like this, if one day only you attend, you got so much benefit. If your lifestyle is like this, what is the problem? Then, tektva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. Tektva deham, when you give up this body, you don't have to go anywhere. Directly, Pushpaka Vimana is waiting to take you Goloka Vrindavan. That's it. So how beautiful the process is. So how much eager we should follow the process actually. This is what the impetus for us should be. Like Prabhupada has given. Okay, there are some difficulties will be there here and there. Everywhere difficult. Don't you think the work there is no difficulty? Work only is difficult only. Work only is difficulty. Going to work, that is one difficulty. And working there, boss is another difficulty. So difficulty will be always there. Doesn't mean that I become a devotee, doesn't mean that all the difficulties will run away. No, difficulties will not run away. But if Krishna will give you the strength to face all these difficulties. That is what we can pray. We can pray to Krishna. Krishna, please give me, I don't want the difficulties to go away. I don't want all the problems to go away. Let the problems be there. That way I can burn away my karma also. But give me the intelligence, give me the buddhi, so that I can face these problems actually. So that I can remain as a devotee. Tattena kambam susumikshamana bunjana evatma kritam vibhagam. What happened? All the difficulties, all the calamities in life are coming, but devotee, what he is thinking? He is not blaming Krishna. Krishna, I am chanting 16 rounds. Why are you giving all the difficulties to me? No. Krishna is not arguing with Krishna. Krishna is saying, actually I have to suffer more. Actually, if everybody starts thinking very seriously, sincerely, yes, we have to suffer more. The type of atrocities, the type of anarthas, the type of things, what, at least I can talk about myself. I can't talk about you, but I have to suffer more. More and more suffering has to be given. But Krishna, being very kind, has given only a token reaction only. Just given only a sample only. Just a preview. Trailer only has given. The trailer only we are not able to handle. And how are you going to handle the whole movie actually? So Krishna is, because he has reduced all this intensity. He has reduced. Okay, you are doing this thing. Okay, I am giving only a sample only. With that only you wake up. Otherwise the remaining things will come. So Krishna is very, very merciful. So we have to miss this opportunity. So Prabhupada says, therefore, they are mysterious. And those who do not follow the prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of his birth and activities. So we have to follow the rules. Devotional services, the prescribed regulations of devotional service, they have to be followed. What is the regulations? Very simple. Whatever the standards are given. Like we come to the temple, the read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Sravan, associate with devotees, Shraddhaya, Srimurti Sevaya, Maturavas, all these different angas of devotional service are described. So we have to follow. We can't invent something new. That's why Prabhupada was so totally against. Like we sometimes make up something. We don't have to make anything. Already the acharyas have made everything. We have to just follow. Our problem is we don't have to write Bhagavad Gita again. We have to follow only. Because sometimes we want everything something new. Like our thinking is always we want something new. We want to change this. We want to do this. That mentality is there. But we don't have to do anything. We just follow that. Whatever Krishna has given, whatever the acharya has given, just follow. Srila Prabhupada says, this is a Shruti Spruti Puranadi Pancharatrikim Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harir Bhakti Utpatyaya Kalpate. Because Purana, Idigasa, all the Pancharatra, whatever is given, that we have to follow. We don't have to go and find out, I want to do research on that. No need to do research. Research is already done. Already acharyas have given the conclusion. Where is the time for the research? We are going to live only 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, and we keep on coming down. Where are the time for research actually? There is no need of research. When you do research, when are you going to follow them? We keep on doing all the research only. Finally, when are you to follow? Because we have to follow something also. No? Like you do, always have done so much research, but there is no time for me to follow. Yamaraj has already called me. No use. So immediately we want to start following. Because this is like an intelligent person learns from others' mistakes actually. We don't want to wait till I will make the mistake myself and I will learn. Then it's a third class intelligence. So he already made a mistake, he already touched the fire, he burnt his finger. So I won't even go near that. So I have to learn like that only. Not that I will do, that person is fool, I will go and do that. Then you also get burnt and then you learn the lesson. No. That's why Shastra is there, Bhagavad Gita is there, Bhagavatam is there. So we want to read them very, very carefully, systematically we want to understand. Even if you read one sloka also, Put your effort, full effort. Yes, what Krishna is saying. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tektva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjana. Let me put my whole energy, 1 week, 2 week, try to meditate on that sloka only. How can I do that? How can I increase my faith on Krishna? How can I increase my faith on, how can I understand, how I can understand Krishna's janma? This whole life is like that only. We have to understand. Then we continue. Krishna doesn't say you give up all these things. Krishna says you do your duty and then think of it. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. You do your duty but think of me. The same instruction applies for us also. Yeah, you have a duty. If you have to student, you have this one, that one. You do your duty thinking of Krishna. And then perform your duty. And then for us the ultimate result is the dukkha grama dhimuchyate. That is only a byproduct. Main product is Krishna Prema. We go and associate with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, wherever according to this. It's made very possible for us. So we just want to take full advantage of this and then increase our faith, increase our, read this thing with sincerity. Yes, it's not something exaggeration. Sometimes people think this may be exaggeration. No, exaggeration. It's follow that, then it is did. Otherwise, they won't be in Bhagavatam. If it is exaggeration, why Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He say, Amalam Puranam. This Puranam is Amalam, spotless. There is no flaw in this. We can take like that. Then our life will be successful. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
If there is any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Yes. Satatam Kirtan. Yeah, that's a very good question actually. Prabhu is asking, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, Yatantascha Dridam Prataha, Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya, Nitya Yukta Upasate. Correct. But the problem is Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is saying, you do morning and evening, but during the day, you just think of me only. Because this is not like, if you, all the time, you satatam kirtayanto mam and sayam prata, what happens? Sayam, prata, morning, you do this thing, you have inoculation. And then you go and do your work. And your consciousness will be always on Krishna only. During the day, your consciousness will not be deviated. Why? Because you already taken the inoculation. And same way, assuming like the force of material nature is very high, so then coming in the evening and then you take more inoculation. That way you are covered actually. So there is no contradiction in that. Yes, if you can satatam kirtayantomam skirtaniya sadahari, that instruction, and sayam prata also. Sayam, whatever you take the dosage of morning dosage and then the whole day you survive with that. And then you come in the evening, you take evening dosage. So that's correct. There is no apparent contradiction in that. But possible 24 hours, sometimes people may complain. Na, like if I 24 hours, I am thinking of that. Na, they get like a Haridas Thakur, 24 hours he was doing. But not, so Prabhupada said, you do 16 rounds. And active devotional service. Somebody say, I can't. I also chant like Haridas Thakur. Yeah, you can also chant. But one day you may do. Next day you will fall asleep. Actually, you may not be able to do. So Haridas Thakur, he had the ruchi. Because of the ruchi, he could do. So if the ruchi is there, somebody has a ruchi, kirtaniya sadahari, no problem. If they don't have ruchi, okay, you chant minimum, and then continue active devotional service. Because there is no difference. Active devotional service and kirtaniya sadahari, there is no difference. Because you are working for Krishna and doing activities for Krishna, that is one and the same. Thank you very much. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.